Voters in the Nauvoo-Colusa School District rejected a proposal earlier this year to increase property taxes to better fund the education fund. Superintendent Kent Young says because of that, the district has had to transfer several hundred thousand dollars into the education fund, and it has borrowed $600,000 to avoid a second straight year of deficit spending.
The working cash bonds, they're only a temporary fix. They're kind of like putting a band-aid on a big cut. So what they're looking at now is possibility of doing another referendum in March of 2014.
Young says the school board is also considering borrowing more money or even entering into a new form of school reorganization. Nauvoo-Colusa deactivated its high school several years ago, so its 9th through 12th grade students currently attend Warsaw High School. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.